What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. Bay. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5, if your ear holes are listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher. Fuck iTunes if it's not there anymore.
Hi, and I'm the podcasting app.
The new opening.
I think it's the podcasting app. That's what they call it.
At your new, whatever podcasting app you like.
Why did they change it?
No more pussyfooting around.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you, Sarah. That's Sarah Palin.
Some new asshole came in to replace some old asshole who was making 7 figures.
Oh.
And probably lost money and ended up with a golden parachute of 8 figures.
Golden.
And
yellow.
So they're like, whoa, I gotta do something to change things. So
I'm just flexing a little muscle.
Change some things up.
Here's my penis.
Change for the sake of change.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Urinating on it. That's the problem with so many Hollywood projects.
Yeah.
A good script is then handed over to assholes who are executives and can't keep their mouth fucking shut
right.
And their hands off of what is a really good script. They have to make changes. I got notes for ya.
I got to put my name on this. This is a really great thing. Now I'm going to shit on it.
And especially these middle development people in Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
In the big studios and the big agencies and all that shit.
Yes.
They really, that's their job. They have to justify their existence. They
right.
can't get a script and then say, "Wow, I love it. No notes."
Yeah, else what the fuck am I doing here?
Right.
Right.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Little anger there.
Right. That's okay.
I
think there's going to be more to be angry about today.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I don't know what that was.
Does everybody feel better?
So join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message at our Facebook page, Crab Diving on the Facebook. We're on Instagram with the occasional picture or photo of what's going on here in the studio.
Of the intern, really.
However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuckatoli out of it.
Fuckatoli?
Yeah, it's a pasta.
Oh, I love that.
I came from my fuckatoli.
Bridgegate, fuck you.
Speaking of the mob.
Yeah, I mean.
This Lev Parnas shit. Oh, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I was just going to make a point that all this shit this week is fucking insane.
Can I get a hallelujah?
The Bridgegate showed up again. I mean, it's weird.
Well, yeah.
So much shit.
Let's leap right into it, shall we, and see what's going on in the old headlines.
Media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker. Oh.
So goddamn deep.
I pressed the wrong button.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Shit.
I'm taking a lot of pain medication.
Resist. How is your headache? Is it?
Oh, it's okay. I'd put it mid-range.
Like a 7?
I think I'm done puking.
Oh.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
You have to pay extra for that.
I hope I'm done puking. Yes. Otherwise, okay. It's going to be a different show.
Right. Oh, shit.
The, okay, who gives a shit? Blah, blah, blah. We're coming from Pensacola, you know, yes. And all that crap. Right. And today's date is January 15th, 2020.
The year of our fucking Lord.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Everybody. Oh.
Ooh, yes. Rick Hopefully. Wiles.
Remember when those were the craziest things Rick Wiles said?
Yeah.
Now he talks about the Jewish cabal that's right. Running, trying to take over the country.
Gay God is not going to save you, Rick Wiles.
Mr. Trump
Gay
is God. So stupid. My God, my God.
Oh, wee wee.
Has Trump been to France since then? I think he was, wasn't he?
What does he do when
was
he goes?
Was that Bastille Day right. thing where he really couldn't contain his crotch leakage?
I know. He loved that.
Over that pomp and circumstance because he was like, this is for me. I know it. Nipples. I know it. I know they talked about some day they like, but I know right. they secretly made it better for me.
Do you think in those moments when he's looking at pictures, of course he asks that his hands be airbrushed to a larger size.
Oh, sure.
Which I'm not a Photoshop guy, but I think it's hard to make somebody's hands look larger.
Yeah.
Harder than it is to make them look smaller.
Maybe they shrink Melania's hand as she's swatting it away from his.
Is he the
Did
first?
You see there was another one of those over
oh,
the weekend?
Oh, no, I didn't yeah. see that. Jeez.
At that football game or something, it was like right. he grabbed her hand and she was like, oh, no, not you know, not in tonight's contract.
Oh, you mean the football game where they yeah, found yeah. some people that wouldn't boo him? That wouldn't boo our president?
The commie pinko liberal Huffington, formerly Huffington Post,
right? Sucky deek.
Now the Huff Post,
yes,
which is an odd name.
Oh yes,
I think
it's very odd.
Why not just leave it Huffington?
You know, I thought the dog was sincerely interested in what I was up to over here, but I forgot. I have an exposed treat.
You have an exposed treat,
but she did not pee.
Oh, there's also a big giant
she'd
bone.
She'd get a treat.
If I had a nickel.
Oh, yes.
That
bone.
That I forgot to bring in here.
Right.
Her new bone.
That right.
might keep her occupied.
Do you pee without eating a cookie after? Or do
Me?
You have to, do you need a
No, I
any
demand.
Kind of positive.
I demand positive reinforcement.
So does this one.
Over at the HuffPo, trial for Trump impeachment sent to Senate.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
The House voted earlier to send articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate nearly 1 month after voting to impeach him, clearing the way for the trial to begin.
No shit.
Members of the House are expected to formally march the impeachment orders over to the Senate later today, following tradition. I'm hoping everyone will be live streaming that, or if it even, I assume we would have heard if it already happened.
Are they literally marching it over?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, it's to the Senate.
Yeah.
So, also, here, right. motherfucker, Mitch McConnell is sitting there to receive it.
Yeah. Ooh, yes.
Earlier today, the House Speaker announced, that's Nancy Pelosi, announced the 7 people that she has chose. To act as managers for the Senate trial.
Right.
These are the prosecutors, basically.
Were you chosen?
I didn't get a call.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Nancy? We've supported this impeachment from the beginning. Not a manager?
The 2 obvious choices are Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, the heads of the inquiries that they had in
Nadler.
The judiciary and the intelligence committees.
Absolutely, man.
And then the other 6, we have House Judiciary Committee Chairman. Oh, that's Jerry Nadler. Administration Committee Chairwoman Zoe Lofgren. She's awesome from California.
Yes.
Hakeem Jeffries from New York.
Oh, shit.
Jason Crow from Colorado, Sylvia Garcia from Texas, and a new star who I really kind of like, Val Demings from Florida, even though she's a former cop.
Oh, okay. What part of Florida is Val Demings from?
like police chief kind of like cop.
Oh,
like.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, there's probably some shit there, but
well, yeah.
But she's one of our what is with her?
The dog?
Yeah.
I've got an exposed treat. She did not pee earlier, so she didn't get it. Fuck, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to ruin the system.
Come here, buddy. Come here. CrabDevy.com/Amazon
pee for me, man. You know, let me tell you something. Just for people that listen, I will take the dog out and she will pee for me on the regs. This one time, I don't know what the fuck happened. It wasn't my fault. So she doesn't last the whole show. Jesus works in mysterious ways. Dog wouldn't fucking pee.
Go right before the show.
Yeah, she does.
Sometimes, but not always.
Right.
The alarm will be after the show if she's still, it's still going on.
Right. Okay. Well, good.
She's good at trying to let me know, though. Let us know.
You know, I'm going to make a prediction, a bold prediction. We were talking about this crab, this conversation. We were talking about this in an earlier conversation today.
Crab diving offline.
Yay. When this Lev Parnas is speaking on Rachel Maddow tonight.
Apparently, that's what I hear.
Well, this is what I would imagine would happen. People will turn it on and they will start to listen. And they will start to say, holy fuck. Why is this guy in our government at all? Who the fuck is this guy? What are we doing?
Well, I would argue that people tuning into Rachel are going to be...
Are they already down?
They already know the name Lev Parnas pretty well.
Yeah. But does he have a bombshell? Do you think he's going to put out some new
Lev?
Shit? Yeah. Or does he just want to get on Maddow? The show.
It's on tape. They just finished, it says. Ooh. Like an hour ago. The Lev's attorney, who kind of trolled Trump over the weekend. We did story yesterday.
Big time.
Downloaded it at your favorite podcasting joint.
Yes.
Joseph Bondi is his lawyer.
Yeah.
Not Rudy.
In this
manner for this. Joseph Bondi tweeted, just finished taping our first live interview with Rachel Maddow. It looks like Lev's got his arm around Rachel. Rachel's standing between him and his attorney.
Wait.
It must have gone very well. Big smiles on Rachel's face. Stephanie Schumann, Esquire. So two lawyers, Rachel and Lev.
Rachel, listen to me. I know you listen to this show. You have to. Be careful with those Russians. Lev Parnas is a fucking
Ukrainian
thug.
Russian? Yeah.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
So there you go. Tonight, tune in, everybody.
Yay.
To hear what Lev has to say. Apparently, the lawyer is pretty happy with it. And remember, Lev's been wanting to sing like a bird.
Oh, yes, absolutely, Pat.
Because for some reason, Lev is... wasn't there a couple stories that Lev was pissed off and had his fifis hurt because Trump is doing this? I don't even know who this is.
Oh, yeah.
Lev what? Who? What? Well, and they're like, well, there's many pictures of you with him. I take a lot of pictures with everybody. I take pictures with everybody.
You know, I imagine when you're in Trump's clique and you're hanging out with this guy, you're at Mar-a-Lago, you're getting drunk, you're eating, you know, crazy food, you're fucking, you're peeing on people. There's lots of plastic everywhere because you never know what body fluids are going to be present. It is the Republican Party. Scro-Guard. Yes. Oh, by the way, go to Scro-Guard. Buy a Scro-Guard on Amazon. CrabDiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. These people that hang out with Trump and then something happens. And they do something bad, something comes out in the news, and he claims he's never heard of these people. But it's got to hurt. I mean, because Lev Parnas, there's pictures of him hanging out with his kids, with Trump's kids.
Well, yeah, and more pictures from just yesterday with the release of some of the shit from his cell phones and stuff like that. One of the guys from the committee, I forget which one.
Yes.
Said it might have been Raja Krishnamurti, I think. He said that there's too much right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Lev. This info that they finally agreed to send over that Lev provided them with. It's they're still going through it. There's going to be more.
Like, how much data? Like, what are they talking about? Like, I'm just trying to get an idea.
My favorite is the literal handwritten note from the Royal Crown Hotel or something like that with bullet points. And one of them is get Zelensky to announce that they're investigating Joe Biden.
I mean, if we're going to start this impeachment bullshit and then they're going to want to call Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. But yet there's all this fucking evidence just right there. We know Trump's guilty.
Well, which has nothing to do with the impeachment.
Of course not.
I still don't understand why bringing Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in, what that has to do with the charges against the president.
Okay, so...
Someone explain that to me in moron.
Well, it's like this. If Joe Biden and his son did wacko shit with the Ukrainians, okay? If they didn't do any wacko shit with the Ukrainians, we still have a problem, right? I mean, he still did the quid pro quo, Trump.
Well, sure.
So, I mean, he loses both ways. It doesn't really make a difference. Do you know what I mean? It's a weird, to call the Bidens is strange.
We've got, so there you go. The House sent the articles over. I know we've drifted over into Lev Lane.
Right.
Lev's Lane.
Well, I mean, he's a...
Oh, yeah. I want to get to that.
I mean, that picture with Maddow is bizarre.
Because that's kind of big news. Right. I can't wait to kind of watch that tonight.
What? How the fuck? This is crazy. I'm just wondering what it's like when Rachel Maddow found out that Lev is coming in the studio.
Well, she might have gone to him. He may be under house arrest or some shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know where. In fact, I think he is, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I thought he was under house arrest in Florida.
She probably went to the Lev pad.
Oh, yeah. God, if you're going to flee the country.
The Lev nest.
Here's some advice. Don't have lunch with Rudy Giuliani before flying out. Just fly out.
It's the kiss of death, you're saying?
Yes.
Ooh, you know what that probably smells like?
Oh, Rudy, I have no fucking
Rudy's
idea.
Mouth. Blah.
Trump's asshole.
And tobacco.
Ooh.
That was Nancy, which nobody else heard, but
right.
You and hey, of all the things to chew on, you got some piece of paper. Over at the Drudge Report, let's see what the Drudge is. I'm assuming it.
Oh, they're all waiting for QAnon, right? I mean, this is the big moment. Again, it's another big moment.
You know, Drudge has never been really huge on the Q, I thought.
Yeah.
And I think they're a little on the, like, maybe done with Trump sign.
Right. And they were never, like, Drudge was never like Alex Jones.
Right.
Really, I mean.
Team impeachment, it says. And it's a picture of Nancy and the seven managers that will be apparently delivering the articles of impeachment. Will
Damn.
Be running the show from the... Basically, the prosecutorial side,
right,
in the Senate in the impeachment trial of Trump.
Is it true they're going to do the trial at Mar-a-Lago?
He would love that.
Oh, yes.
Charge triple for the Democrats.
Oh, God, he's going to make cash.
Not the black one. Don't let him in. It says seven deadly Dems. All right, I'm moving my arm. Fuck. The dog is literally like pawing at my arm that I had in the way because she wanted to get on my lap. We already mentioned the seven people that will be doing it. So that's the story over there.
Shit, man. So when does the trial start? Is there a schedule?
Pretty damn soon, I thought. They're going to, because remember, I think they're going to start the proceedings. And then vote on things like, should we have witnesses?
Yes.
Etc. But now we found out that they don't have the votes for that.
To disallow witnesses.
Right. There's even, first of all, they're not going to dismiss it wholeheartedly. Then they don't have the votes, I think, to even prevent the witnesses from being called.
Right.
Then I don't know where we get into the fuck muck.
Oh, yes.
Of procedure and bullshit.
Right.
In the Senate. But I do, from what I do understand, the Democrats aren't completely powerless.
Yes.
And once they agree to witnesses, I think that the Democrats get to call some they want.
Oh, shit.
I think.
So you can call Pompeo.
Well, for this one.
I mean, wouldn't you want to call Pompeo for this
Bolton
one?
Bolton is a biggie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's been outspoken about it.
Right.
Et cetera.
Will Bolton claim executive privilege?
No, he's already said he'll go.
Yeah. If subpoenaed.
Mm-hmm. He's got a book deal.
He's got a
climax to a book. He's got a write.
Because he, you know, John Bolton could have came forward and told his story.
Sure.
If you were a decent guy,
book deal.
Think about it. This is about Russia controlling our elections, and John Bolton. Why wouldn't he want to go to Pelosi or whoever's investigating this and say, "Here's what I know. Protect our country." You know.
The sub headlines over at the
sub
over at the Drudge Report.
Yeah.
It's Duke, isn't it? It says candidates duck it out in Des Moines. They're talking about
Duke
the debates last night. Yeah, isn't it Duke?
Is it a pun?
I don't know.
Where are they ducking it out?
It goes to the Daily Mail.
Yes.
Oh, brother.
Right.
The paragraph size headline over at the Daily Mail.
Okay.
.co.uk.
Hello!
Amy Klobuchar and Donald Trump are crowned winners of the 2020 Democratic debate, but one reviewer calls final clash before Iowa caucus, quote, night of the living dead.
Because it was boring?
I mean, I guess.
What?
Six candidates, then they have bullet points.
Yeah.
Six candidates took the stage, blah, blah, blah. And while none of the candidates pulled off a runaway win, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar was widely praised by analysts for her pragmatic performance.
Yes.
Trump was branded a winner after escaping the debate largely unscathed. See, that's one of the problems. One of the first things when they ask Democrats and independents that don't like Trump, what's your number one issue?
Yes.
Get rid of Trump.
Right.
Is the number one issue.
So why is no one campaigning on that?
And healthcare. Huh?
Why aren't people campaigning on that? Trump.
Well, some are.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's honestly.
So viewers were ultimately disappointed. This is British, don't forget.
Yeah.
Viewers were disappointed by the lack of fireworks between Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Well, what the fuck do you guys want?
The pair were engaged in a heated row ahead of the debate over a report that Sanders told Warren a female candidate couldn't beat Trump.
Oh, God. This is the dumbest fucking story ever.
Well, there was a moment. I wonder if I can find it. I heard that CNN was getting kind of rightfully. Oh, it still is trending. Hashtag CNN is garbage.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Over the. Of course, the right wing is loving it and amplifying it. But they kind of got points. This is from Morning Joe.
Yes.
This morning, this is Mika.
Right.
Really feeling what I feel when I heard the clip. This is.
Is her face bleeding?
Oh, yeah, it's bleeding. And Joe's moobs.
Right. Did Joe have
bleeding.
A. Wait. Does Joe have.
He had a tit lift, a man okay, tit lift.
Does he have new boobs? New moves?
Yeah, moobage. Bounce a quarter after that.
He has cleavage.
rents a silver dollar, not one of those Sacagawea things.
Susan B. Anthony.
Like Trump would know that it was. What am I saying? Like Trump would know, could pronounce Sacagawea, and that he would know that those were the dollar coins.
He wouldn't give a shit.
Here's Mika and Joe talking about the shoddy journalism of these people asking questions of Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
I mean,
I just want to
say, hello, pot.
Yeah,
this is
Kettle. I mean, I
texting.
I think we can thank Joe and Mika for Donald Trump. They helped. They were part of it.
Oh, Donald.
You guys normalize this lunatic.
Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
So there you go.
Okay.
I never told Elizabeth Warren that a woman couldn't win the election.
Right.
That you never told Senator Warren that a woman...
And listen to what she then asks Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, shit.
As a follow-up.
Here we go.
Listen to how she words it.
Okay.
You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
God!
Even Bernie is laughing and shaking his head like...
Why did that happen?
I don't know.
They knew they'd get a laugh.
Is there a deep state hit put out on Bernie or
no? I
don't think there's any bias between,
you know.
Maybe I don't know.
Sometimes really gross people can't just leave a laugh. Can't just ignore a joke and not do it. I think that's what this is.
A woman could not win the election.
I am completely confused as to why it turned from Bernie Sanders saying I didn't say it to Elizabeth Warren being asked, what did you think when he said it? He says he didn't say it. So you turn to Elizabeth Warren and say, did he say it?
Bizarre.
That's the issue.
That was bizarre.
I mean, it's bizarre.
It was.
What the heck happened there? Are they listening? Because you got to listen when you do a debate.
Yeah.
And then take the question. Well,
you gotta let other people talk when.
Wait. I'm confused.
Are they listening?
That was during the debate.
That exchange we just heard.
Yes.
That is crazy.
The CNN person said to Elizabeth Warren, what did you think when he said a woman can't win?
And then that person.
And he had just said, I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah. But then did this person interrupt during the.
No. Then we switched to Joe and Mika.
Oh, okay. Joe and Mika.
Because you got to listen when you do a debate.
Yeah.
And then take the question to the next candidate.
You just missed.
It was a miss. Yeah.
You were waiting to go.
But this is the story.
It was a miss.
By the way, I've had conversations, private conversations taken to the press and totally manipulated for the benefit of the person who was sharing the story. This happens all the time. It's clear there's a misunderstanding or Elizabeth Warren is focused on something that was said.
I mean, I think Bernie probably didn't articulate really. I don't think Bernie is stupid enough to say, I don't think a woman could win.
And
I can't see that happening. I just don't see it happening.
But is Bernie a sexist piece of shit?
He says that he talked about Trump using absolutely everything he can as a weapon.
Right.
And one of those things will be,
yes,
a woman.
Yeah. We know how he treats women.
Right.
We know how he refers
to
women. He'll
pull the, you know, is it really time now to test a woman have a woman just because we say it's time we need one?
Well, if he debates, let's say.
I mean, that's probably the horrible shit they're going to say.
Oh, yeah. Trump will suggest you're bleeding out of someplace.
Warren is focused on something that was said, and Bernie Sanders is not going to be someone who says, I don't think a woman could win. That's just stupid.
Right. It would not be smart.
That's Karine Jean-Pierre.
Went to her in 2015 and said, hey, I think you can win. I think you should run for president.
This is a terrible issue to bring up.
This is such...
Joe's going to mansplain.
Okay. Oh, shit, Joe.
Cap on it.
Here's my
guess. He said, hey, I think you can win. I think you should run for president.
This is one a more terrible issue to bring up.
This is such small ball.
This is such small ball.
He's right.
He's right. Yeah.
This
yeah.
is stupid because is Bernie Sanders, does Bernie Sanders hate women? Does he hate women? No. I mean, if Donald Trump said this, it would be different.
Right.
This is stupid. Bernie doesn't hate women. What is the point? I mean, you know.
God, it definitely appears that they were even framing some of the questions. At the bottom of the screen, a question. Warren supports a new trade deal with Mexico and Canada. Why is Sanders' opposition to it wrong?
Holy shit.
So they asked her that.
Yeah.
Sanders' proposals would double federal spending over a decade. How will he avoid bankrupting the country?
Holy shit.
Does Sanders owe voters an explanation of how much his health care plan will cost them in the country? He does, and he's explained it. You tax the fuck out of the rich people and the corporations, and you close the loopholes, and you raise wages for everybody.
I mean, you know, going back to that gotcha question or what, however they phrased the question about Bernie's.
That's such bullshit.
It just sounds like some dickhead. I don't know who writes these debate questions. He had a joke. Somebody had a joke that they loved and they just couldn't get rid of.
Hey, maybe. I don't know. But
thought it was going to be such a zinger.
Yeah, I don't know. Candidates duck it out. I don't know if they're trying to be cute over at the Drudge Report or not.
Right. When conservatives try to be cute, it's just confusing. We don't know what you're talking about.
CNN moderator assumes Bernie's lying about women.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Oh, God.
The Michael Moore, however, is a Bernie supporter.
Yes.
Says Warren stuck a knife in Bernie's back.
Oh, God.
There's a montage of Biden stumbling and mumbling his way through.
You know, man.
Edited, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. This is crazy. Everybody just vote blue in November 2020, please.
God, Tulsi wasn't there. Yang wasn't there. Do you want to know who won the Drudge Report poll?
Yes, Pat.
No big, huge front runner for some reason. And only like 85,000 votes. For some reason, they were bored with it. The usual giant number of votes for Tulsi.
Yes.
Or Andrew Yang.
It was boring.
Or Marianne Williamson.
Right, right.
But this is Amy Klobuchar.
Okay.
Wins.
Wow.
27%. Second place, Bernie Sanders with 22%. This is the Drudge poll where, you know, you can go and vote as many times as you want, basically. Then in third place, why don't you guys put these in order and make me have to look around and do thinking?
That's a good
idea.
What comes
next after
Shelby's
Steyer.
Steyer?
In third place, 16%.
The old weird rich guy running for president?
Fourth place, Pete Buttigieg with 14. Joe Biden, second to last, 13.
Damn!
Last place, Elizabeth Warren with 7%. You mean the Drudge voters?
Shit.
Are misogynist, dickwad, sexist, pork faces?
And listen.
What a shocker.
You know what they'll say? Pocahontas, stupid. Poca-fucking-honest. Yeah, yeah. She's racist. I'm voting for Trump. God, you're telling me if somebody voted for Trump and you tune in and you watch a Rachel Maddow thing and it doesn't bother you that your president was associating with this motherfucker?
Oh, no, they're not going to.
It doesn't bother them. Okay.
I got to get to this story because this one... it's kind of local.
Yes.
But as a bonus,
right?
Due to the absolute diarrhea souffle of a representative we have here.
Oh, are you talking
from
about
the first district?
Give it up for Matt Gaetz, everybody.
Matt Gaetz, y'all. this is some batshit stuff. So apparently,
yes.
Where is the story?
Right. Is this Matt? Did Matt Gaetz get another DUI?
There's a Florida state legislator.
Fuck you.
Here. Who is a Republican.
Yes.
And,
what's up?
Ooh, wow, I was having a neck thing, sorry.
Oh, shit. Shelby, be ready with the CPR and the first aid.
And
is this a rescue dog? I mean, you rescued her, but...
Huh?
You rescued her, but she doesn't...
I don't believe it was a... It was a...
She's like one of those St. Bernards.
Right, right.
With a barrel of whiskey around her neck.
I could figure out some things to have in the cask.
Oh, yeah. The dog's trying to get you high.
This is... And now the computer's being just a little...
God damn it, Bill Gaetz! What the fuck? Just want our computers to work without sucking.
This is an old war horse of a computer. Yeah, not really, but...
Right, and I want to say something to people out there that if you're one of these assholes that do viruses and you want to steal people's shit on the internet, you're the reason we have to get Norton and all that crap. All this antivirus shit slows your computer down.
Florida state, a Florida state representative. Okay. First, this guy tweeted Chris Latvala.
Nine.
He is a Republican.
Boy.
From the, I can't see what district he's from here in Florida.
Okay. He's from Florida.
You know, kind of who gives a fuck.
Who wants to fuck?
Some level.
Right.
Do
they have a boa constrictor roundup every year in his district?
But for some reason, I don't know where, why.
Yes.
But there, he tweeted.
Right.
This representative, Chris Latvala.
Latvala.
He tweeted a picture of him sitting on a like an office sofa, you know, like in a waiting room or something, sitting, granted at opposite ends, but yes, seems to be talking and laughing.
Oh, okay. Jovial.
With Al Sharpton.
Okay.
And the representative even tweeted something to the effect of, you know, it was an honor to meet Al Sharpton or something like this.
Sure.
A Republican.
Right. Well, Al Sharpton's on MSNBC.
Well, and he's, you know, I mean, like him or hate him, he's a longtime civil rights advocate.
Absolutely.
Really, all they've got on him is that Tawana Brawley thing. And that was on her. I mean, he jumped on the bandwagon to try to publicize this horrific hate crime that was purported.
Right.
I don't fault him for that.
Yeah.
He's accused of grandstanding, making it about him. But he said, I use my celebrity to try to draw. Yes, I'm trying to draw a spotlight. I am absolutely trying to draw a spotlight.
Right.
To a situation. That's why I go.
And, you know, we have an issue with Al Sharpton. We don't think he's very good on the teleprompter.
He's not. He sucks on the teleprompter. They should just let him talk.
He's gotten new glasses or something lately because he's a lot better.
Has he improved? He's been practicing too. He's irreverent. He's right. Let him talk. Holy shit.
But he's got those Sally Jesse Raphael glasses on. You know what I mean? Like, really? Does anybody know that fucking reference? Jeez. God, I sound like a lunatic.
Matt Gaetz. He said it was an honor to meet Rev Al today. Hashtag FLAPOL, which is Florida politics.
Matt Gaetz said that?
No. This was that Lavala.
Oh, okay. Dude. Okay.
Matt Gaetz.
Okay.
Apparently couldn't let that one lie. And this makes me wonder what kind of old family feud is going on.
Yes.
Because there was an issue with this, I guess, this Latvala's dad, who was also a state rep when Gates's dad was Grand Poobah of the Senate. President or something like that, or whatever.
We don't have a royal family here, by the way.
No, nowhere.
I mean, are the Gates, are they the royal family of Florida? I mean, do they own Florida?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Politically, that Gates dude was really third in line after the president or the governor or something like
bunch
that.
Bunch of horrible fucking people. Ugh. Pull out.
On Monday, Latvala wrote, "It was an honor to meet the Reverend Al today." Gates,
yes,
saw the tweet, the photos of Latvala and Sharpton, who hosts a show called Politics Nation on MSNBC.
Yes,
the 37-year-old far right Republican. That's our representative.
Hold on a second. Now he said something really fucked up.
tweeted.
Okay.
Responded.
Yes.
On his, you know, I don't know if it's his personal. I can't tell the difference between personal account and
right.
You know,
is he verified or
he's verified on both? I'm right. Sure.
Well, he's Matt.
Just
Gaetz.
Says at Matt Gaetz, so that's probably just his regular.
Oh yeah,
it's not at Rep.
No. That's his Grindr profile.
Sharpton has called cops quote pigs, whites quote interlopers, Greeks quote homos. And Jews, quote, diamond merchants.
God.
So that is pretty disgusting.
Okay.
He said.
Right. Well, Al Sharpton called somebody a diamond merchant?
He probably at some point in his career. Merchant. He was young once and a hellraiser.
Yeah.
I think he's apologized for his... stereotypical
who the fuck is
and rhetoric.
I wonder what that's like, you know, the scene with the diamonds, a diamond dealer guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we're not done.
Okay.
Because Chris Latvala,
right,
38-year-old son of former Florida State Senator Jack Latvala,
okay,
responded by accusing Gates. Well, let me just read the tweet.
Okay.
Quote, this is in response to Gates saying that Sharpton said all that shit. So that's pretty disgusting, Gates said. Latvala responded, and you created a game where members of the Florida House got points for sleeping with aides, interns, lobbyists, and married legislatures. Hope D.C. is treating you well, Congressman.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Roasted. Roasted, motherfucker!
Which has to do with a story from, like, 2013.
You know,
that says young male Florida representatives have a point system.
Oh, my God.
Contest for who they have sex with. You get 1 point for a lobbyist.
Right.
2 for one of your own staff members. 3 for another legislator. And get this is family values, everyone.
Yes,
Republican family values. The most points you get,
right,
allegedly 6 points for a married legislator.
Oh, wow. Does somebody have points racked up in multiples of 6 or every 6, however that would be?
Gates told the Tampa Bay Times, I don't have any idea what he's talking about.
Which in Republican speak means, I know what you're talking about.
But then went after Latvala's father. Quote, I know Jack Latvala had to resign in disgrace over demanding sexual favors from lobbyists in exchange for appropriations. So it was likely Chris projecting.
Jeez.
I don't start conversations with people on Twitter about their sex lives,
whoa,
especially Latvala's. Well, that's a lie because he got in trouble for tweeting about Michael Cohen's sex life.
No, that's wrong. You're wrong. You just said he got in trouble.
Well, that's true.
I mean, did anything happen to him?
No.
Was he just barred?
The Florida bar looked into him.
Rectally? Good God.
Maybe he wouldn't bite that.
You know, I lived in Chicago and in Los Angeles. And moving from Chicago, where the local news is fucking amazing. You know, like Chicago politics is just, it's always, I don't know, it's high drama.
There's more.
Okay.
Gates tweeted to Latvala, just because I own you on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Don't confuse me for your daddy when it comes to abusing power for sex. Also, I missed the defense of Sharpton in your reply. This is our representative.
Listen, I was just making the point that after years of boring politics in L.A., it's nice to be back somewhere where, you know, it's interesting.
True.
It's just as interesting as Chicago. I mean, this is...
I mean, it's Alabama light.
Fuck you.
Alabama would be even crazier, but
okay.
Chris Latvala responds, "Have you been drinking tonight?"
Ah, yeah.
I hope you don't get behind the wheel.
Oh shit!
I know you have had a rough few days up there.
Oh
this
my
is after,
God!
You know,
damn.
Matt Gaetz voted to limit the Trump's war powers, and Trump allegedly was pissy at him.
Oh,
so then
there's
Gaetz,
more.
Oh fuck yeah!
God damn!
I think this may be the last one though. Oh no, one more exchange.
Oh good.
Gaetz responds, which is actually pretty good.
Yes.
I mean, if you're into this.
Well,
I spent my day talking to my friend and supporter, the president. You spent yours with Al Sharpton. I mean, if you're on that side, that's a good retort.
I'd rather spend my day with Al Sharpton.
And then Chris Latvala tweeted, "Yep, I'm not afraid to meet with folks with differing opinions than mine. Hence why I posted the picture on Twitter."
My God, Matt Gaetz.
I don't believe there is another.
God damn.
I don't believe there's a response after
that. No, that's sad. That was some good shit.
Yeah.
Who do you think won? I mean,
I think Latvala.
I think so too. We had some good shit though.
I wonder if he's from like a really purpley district here in Florida, like a big city suburb or something, where he can't be as completely of a racist dickbag as Matt Gaetz is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, politics here is just so fucking weird.
Cartoonish.
I mean,
but now that's national.
It's like the
Florida / Alabama state legislature spread to national Congress.
Fuck you! Quit making fun of us. We can't help it. It's fucked up here. God, you know. I mean, listen. It's like Chicago.
Well, Illinois.
And guns.
I was gonna say I can't talk. Illinois. How many of our governors in Illinois in my lifetime have gone to jail? A crazy percentage.
I mean, you know.
Didn't our Speaker of the House go to jail?
Yes. Yes, he did.
From Illinois?
And then the other guy,
Hastert?
Blagojevich.
Oh, the governor.
Well,
he's still in jail.
How do you forget the governor? But you know, man, any state, Texas. There's weird shit with Texas, you know.
Yeah, I think you can find some crazy stuff everywhere. I'm sure California has.
But then, to make a point,
New York
news here, crazy, right? Crazy as fuck.
Occasionally, sure.
Why? Why?
Poverty,
right?
Income inequality. You know, I think those are the foundations of all the fuckery that's going on.
Is the news so fucking boring in California? What the fuck?
I don't think people could be as easily ginned up into frothingness over brown people, etc. Not that they're angels who love the brown.
No.
And this has somehow transformed them. But I think if everyone's doing well, I don't think they would give two shits.
Can you find a pair of legislators in California having this argument? You're not going to go back. I know you keep scrolling, and I keep feeling you're scrolling farther and farther away from that exchange you just went through. You're not going to read through those again?
No, that's it.
That sucks. Go read through them again.
We got a lot of shit.
I don't give a fuck. Oh, that's good.
There's a whole bunch of shit to get to.
You're not going to get behind. You're not going to get behind the wheel, are you? You know what the Bernie bros and some of these independents will say? That Matt Gaetz DUI stuff is bullshit. They're like evidence.
Well, we've got a mugshot.
Yeah. But they say
that was on a billboard here in Pensacola.
They're like, oh, it's overblown.
It's over by the titty bar, wasn't it?
Which titty bar? Which titty bar? It's over by the titty bar. You know, that's like saying it's by the airport. Because all the titty bars are by the airport.
No, that went over on...
Cheetahs.
Right. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
I point that direction. Cheetahs. Like, duh.
I do a show right down the street from Cheetahs. I know one of these. I know one of these promoters there.
There's a Cheetahs in Los Angeles also. What a coincidence.
Right. You know, I want to... I can't... There's a... I'll say this. There's a certain strip club here in this area, in the greater Milton, Crestview, Cantonment, Pensacola area, that one titty bar here was having some issues with some security problems. I don't know. As in, I met a guy one afternoon at a bar in a jumpsuit who said he was in town working on some security issues with this strip club.
Security issues.
And it's going to sound like I'm lying. And he's going to say, hey, can you make it so my wife can't see where I'm messaging from? He's dugging me out in his phone. I was like, no, I don't know. I don't have a fucking Galaxy.
Awesome.
Figure that out. He gave me $5 passes.
To the
whichever
gentleman's club?
Yeah. Shelby.
So... The Lev Parnas.
Yeah.
Moving on, sorry.
Right. Oh, no, that's
from Matt Gaetz.
Right. Oh, that sucks. No audio of that. That's why I hate Twitter. It's like, I want to hear them say some of that shit.
Over at, this is WAPO. This is a good point here from Greg Sargent. In a functional political environment, the explosive new documents from Lev Parnas just released by House investigators would rock the ongoing impeachment saga.
What? But this isn't going to...
They leave almost zero doubt that the scandal that got Trump impeached will continue getting worse, substantially so.
How can it get
worse?
For
him and his defenders. Parnas had helped orchestrate Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, flitting around the Ukraine.
Flitting? That's what is used.
I'm changing it into
flouncing.
My own speak.
Oh yeah. Don't think he flounces or you flit?
Well, I think he probably
flittering
waddles.
It just makes me think of a hummingbird, and that's not Giuliani's bird.
Slithers.
What kind of bird is he?
Vulture.
Yeah.
Parnas helped orchestrate Rudy's negotiations with Ukrainian officials pursuant to Trump's wide-ranging plot to pressure Ukraine into doing his corrupt political bidding.
Wait a second.
One of the notes, this is my personal favorite.
Yes.
One of the new documents is literally a handwritten note by Parnas on a Ritz-Carlton hotel stationery.
Like if
you know, the shit you get in the hotel.
If you're a spy, if you're a good spy, is there evidence like this laying about?
Well, no.
Okay.
Vienna, the Ritz-Carlton Vienna, which I'm sure is really nice.
Oh, yes.
Vienna's awesome.
We stayed in the blue-collar section of Vienna.
We Airbnb'd it, kind of, yeah.
We didn't fuck with this,
it's kind of a really cool place.
Oh, it was a very cool place.
Right near downtown.
Right.
Walked right to downtown.
Oh, absolutely. Beautiful.
Not like trying to get on the public trans in Prague.
if you're allergic to anything in Vienna, that's the confusing part of that city. Nobody knows how to tell you if there's fish or peanuts in fucking anything.
Oh, the worst one on that trip was Amsterdam, wasn't it? Like,
no.
Trying to figure out how to get on the fucking train.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was
Didn't
just...
we break the law and ride the train without a pass at one point?
I was listening to this waiter, you and this waiter talking about some shit, trying to figure out if there was fish in something. You remember that?
Kind of.
God.
It was Amsterdam, after all.
No, it wasn't. It was Vienna.
Oh, Vienna.
It was before Amsterdam. I wanted to be like, I was screaming.
I speak zero German.
I was like, hey, why don't you pick something else that doesn't, you for sure doesn't have any fucking fish. Well, not this dish.
I wanted what I wanted. Mm-hmm. It was really good food in Vienna.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like Ritz-Carlton Vienna in Lev's handwriting in English.
Yes.
Star, asterisk.
Right.
Get Zelensky to announce that the Biden case will be investigated.
Deep state! It's a deep state! Child molesting rings of people! Ping pong pizza gate! Fuck you! God! Our country is dumb as fuck!
I don't know what this shit is. Put together package.
Yeah.
Ooh. Asterisk, double underlined.
Well, that could mean a lot of things. We're talking about Republicans.
Number two, this is a different paper.
Yes.
Also on the Ritz-Carlton. Two, go to D.C. with package. Three. He initially wrote two and then changed it to three. Oh, because go to D.C. with package was number two, and he changed that to number one. He changed that to two and then wrote above it, put together package.
Okay.
Three. Do my, quote, double underlined, magic.
Oh, my.
And cut
God.
Deal double underlined.
Okay.
Three, Victoria / Joe retained. I think that's Victoria Tensing, that crazy Trumpy lawyer that's on telly all the time.
Hello.
And her husband, Joe DeGeneva. The lunatic,
oh,
Trumpy
fuck yes.
lawyer that's oh, on yeah, yeah. that's on Fox all the time.
That dickhead.
100,000- I think that says month.
100,000 a month?
With succession of... It says begin media campaign or something. English isn't his first language, and
but
his handwriting ain't that spectacular. But then there's another one that has two columns. One says Joe and Victoria. The other one says Lenny Davis.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Lenny Dykstra. I'm like, Lenny Dykstra's involved.
Under Joe and Victoria, it's something. I can't read that. Something shish. Something, right. But it says toxic.
God, everybody with your fucking handwriting.
Get
Jesus.
Deal done 1 to 3 months.
Okay.
Cut deal or get dismissed.
Oh shit.
I think they're coming down hard on Joe and ooh. Victoria.
Somebody's a dom.
Asterisk, get rid of Lenny Davis. Parentheses nicely. Asterisk, get all info from case. Something asterisk Ukraine ledger.
Is it true that nicely means don't shoot him in the face?
Right. And then there's an asterisk, and this has to be a different language. Joshchevskisk or something.
Shit.
I don't know what that is. It might be a name. It might be.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Holy fuck.
That's just page 3 of 38 pages of shit that was at the Washington Post here.
Do you mind if I have one question? I have a question. Does it say get Zelensky?
No, not yet.
I'm sorry.
Lenny Davis.
Get Lenny Davis.
Nicely. Get rid
nicely.
Of.
Nicely. Yeah, yeah.
Lenny Davis. Nicely.
Oh, my God. This sounds like...
These are Lev's notes.
Goodfellas.
It's a good thing Lev keeps notes. See?
God.
You can see why Trump hates notes.
Trump would have eaten all these papers.
What the fuck are you taking notes for?
What's up with Lev? He likes to write. I'd be the same. You know what? If I'm hanging out with, I don't mean to be a dickhead, but just based on generalizations you could draw about Lev Parnas, you see him in, you know, in the paper, I would want to know what he's writing down too.
Here's another one that says Congress and Senate. And then it says number four, support, hire Robert Strick, lobbyist underlined, or Brian Ballard, double underlined, $100,000 a month they were going to pay a lobbyist, apparently.
Holy
according
shit.
According to his notes here.
It's Brian Ballard.
Then it says PR group,
yes,
dollars, question mark. So they don't know how much he's needs a PR group. And then at the bottom.
How much you guys want to put out for
then
marketing?
There's a line, and then asterisk. Before and after, double underlined, Rudy. Rudy.
Oh, my God. Damn. If you're, what do you do? I'm just trying to figure this out. Okay. You're a, based on movies I've seen, you're an intelligence analyst, right? You're sitting there at a computer. Dickheads come in. They dump, envelopes of intelligence in front of you, and you analyze it. If you get this shit, do you go home early? I mean, really, what is there to analyze? I mean, what the fuck?
I think you've got a lot of transcripts to write up, or you've got a lot of highlighting to do.
Right.
But now they're just sending the screen caps, because next in this trove of documents are the literal screen caps from his texts.
Jesus Christ.
Back and forth of all kinds of shit. This new character...
Right.
Just when you think it's getting boring.
Okay.
In the miniseries, a new character.
This is someone we haven't met.
Well, right. This, what's the guy that Rudy, or that Lev is texting with?
Knight. Ooh, yes.
This is the guy that is running.
Well, Rudy doesn't know who the fuck he's texting with, because sometimes he just, will just call somebody with his asshole, and it'll be a journalist. And he'll talk about some privileged client bullshit into this journalist's voicemail.
the notes show that Parnas was working to carry out Giuliani's plot to pressure Zelensky to validate the Trump-Giuliani narrative of the corruption, which was designed to smear Joe Biden.
God.
It says here at the Post, a narrative that is entirely fabricated.
Yes.
Entirely fabricated.
Do you think they could have found a better narrative to fabricate than this, though? If they were gonna lie about something,
they got nothing.
God, these are the shittiest gangsters.
The documents blow up one of Trump's main defenses.
Yes,
contains a letter from Giuliani to Zelensky.
Damn,
the president. The incoming president, I think, at that point.
Okay.
Dated May 10th, in which Giuliani requests a meeting.
Okay.
Giuliani explicitly, in the letter, states that he was representing Trump, quote, as a private citizen, not as president of the United States.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And that he was carrying out this mission with Trump's knowledge and consent.
Oh, shit.
I saw the letter. He says, this is a custom in the United States to have a personal lawyer and an official lawyer.
It's customary in the United States to have a bunch of
basically saying, this isn't weird to meet with me.
No, not at all.
The president's private lawyer.
Oh, yeah. He's using the same strategy a priest might have an altar boy. This is not weird.
Don't tell anybody.
Tell me again about those impure thoughts.
Yes.
You have any about me?
You're going to fall off.
Thank God Shelby. Donald Trump wasn't Catholic. Could you imagine him at...
You got to work with me, Shelby.
Fucking right. Confessional.
Which confirms Giuliani's own words that his scheme was geared towards satisfying Trump's personal interest.
Yes.
So Trump saying, I was doing this to benefit the country because, corruption.
Right. Absolutely.
Rudy was there identifying himself to the president of Ukraine as a personal lawyer.
not
on personal business.
He's not representing our State Department.
Correct.
Okay.
So that blows up Trump's argument that it was all business. It has nothing to do with his personal stuff. Rudy's out there saying this is all personal.
Who would? It's just, you know, it's weird with the whole Rudy thing. It's very strange. If someone said, hey, listen, we're going to carry out this scheme, this scandal. We got to get away with something. Who do we want involved? Rudy Giuliani?
If he was merely acting in the national interest throughout, Trump, why did Trump need his private attorney to orchestrate the whole scheme, all to his private benefit?
Right. And that and Rudy's got a get out of jail free card, right?
What do you mean?
Well, the note.
Oh, I'm sure Rudy has. He said on TV that he's got insurance. Yeah. I was just kidding.
Right. But does that note saying that I know Rudy's, you know, representing me?
Right.
That's not, you know.
Well, I don't think it's from Trump. It's from Rudy saying, I'm doing this with the full authority of the president.
Oh, okay, okay.
So then there's these menacing, creepy. This is Robert Hyde, the guy we're talking about.
Yes.
He's running for Congress. Gosh, I should look up what party he's running for.
Shelby?
He's running as a Republican, and I think somewhere in Connecticut. I think it's pretty safe.
Oh, yes.
Democratic seat. But this guy talks like you would swear Dilly is running.
Trump or bust, motherfucker!
I mean, there was a reporter last night who said she was texting with this guy about these revelations and stuff, and he said something about Schiff, like he's a piece of shit or something. I mean, like he swore. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is what a scumbag this guy is.
Right. He likes puns.
So, of course, he's running for, and he's a big donor.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
So these creepy text messages between Parnas and this Robert Hyde is his name.
Yes.
They appear to be tracking the movements of then Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch.
Right.
That's
creepy as fuck.
Some texts seem to capture Hyde relating his communications with people that are tailing Yovanovitch. So he's telling Lev, quote, they will let me know when she's on the move.
Why are they tailing her?
I'm hoping that's what Rachel will ask Lev tonight.
Yeah. God damn.
There's another text from a former top Ukrainian prosecutor showing him trying to get Parnas to help get rid of Yovanovitch so that he can then get efforts to dig dirt on Biden. This is that actually corrupt prosecutor.
Oh, yes. Right.
That Trump wants. Trump loves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Giuliani wanted Yovanovitch out of the way so he could implement his corrupt pressure on the Ukraine. Trump also told Zelensky in that July 25th call that, quote, she's going to go through some things. Remember
oh,
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Says the House Foreign Affairs Committee will in coming hours demand the State Department provide information on its knowledge of any security threats to Yovanovitch. So they're starting to look into this now.
You know, she's going to go through some things when that came out. I didn't think about it like she's going to go through anything violent. I just figured, they're going to smear her.
Like a little bit like a threat. Like,
oh, yeah.
She's going to go through some things.
Because this, paired with the fact that they were surveilling her or tracking her or something.
Really, and then at one point, I don't know if it's not in this version of the story, but one of them was this Hyde guy saying, oh, this guy tells me that with money you can get anything done. In Ukraine. Ha, ha, ha.
Jesus Christ.
Representative Elliot Engel, chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee, said the menacing texts are, quote, profoundly alarming.
Yes.
He said the texts between Parnas and Hyde occurred at the same time. The two men were also discussing Trump's efforts through Giuliani to smear the ambassador's reputation.
Holy fuck. I mean, there's not a lot left to the imagination, right? I mean,
The Foreign Affairs Committee will now seek to learn what, if anything, the State Department knew about the situation.
Yeah.
Today I will convey a formal request for documents, info, and a briefing from senior officials. Blah, blah, blah. The unprecedented threat to our diplomats must be thoroughly investigated.
Oh, yeah.
And if warranted, prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which is why Lev may not, like, he may not say tonight there was nobody was going to kill anybody, but yeah, they were, maybe they were tailing her to try to get some dirt on her or something.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
some real dirt.
Right.
Because they had nothing other than she won't play ball with Rudy.
She's going to go through some things and then they're following her. That's wild.
So it's all just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally fucking nuts. I mean, why were they tailing her? Were they waiting for her to do something? It's very strange. They didn't want her to meet with a certain person, or?
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is protecting vulnerable senators by postponing votes on whether to hear witnesses and new evidence at Trump's impeachment trial until after opening statements, hoping they'll be able to then claim, well, we've heard enough. This is bullshit.
Oh, my God. Hey.
But that doesn't seem to be like that's what's going to happen.
You know, if you hear just hearing all this evidence and you're in the Senate, do you want to call witnesses?
Trump, they say here, is working against time.
Yes.
The revelations that have popped up since the House passed articles of impeachment have been extraordinary.
Well, shit.
The New York Times extensively documented the concerns about the legality and propriety of Trump's freezing military aid, that concerns ran far deeper inside the administration. This is just after the impeachment articles were drafted, after they were passed.
Right, right.
Then another website released a batch of new documents illustrating this in even more incriminating detail. We keep learning more about Giuliani hijacking U.S. foreign policy at Trump's direction to realize his corrupt personal ends.
Damn. Oh, shit.
So,
I mean,
and it says more is coming. A lot more. An official involved with the impeachment inquiry says more documents are coming from Parnas soon. Meanwhile, there will be extensive investigative media digging that will almost certainly establish more about what precisely Giuliani was ordering done on Trump's behalf.
Oh, shit, man. Could you imagine how many holy fuck moments are these when you're going through these files?
And we have literally in Giuliani's own words to the president of Ukraine, I am doing this at Trump's direction.
Holy shit. God, at what point does Giuliani flee? Just leave the country.
Where's it going to go?
I have no fucking
idea. Who the fuck wants Giuliani?
I don't know. I mean, but what are you going to do? Just go back to America? Spend the rest of your fucking life in jail? This doesn't, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he didn't do anything wrong.
I think he thinks he'll be pardoned. Trump probably has them all signed already. Pardons for everybody before he's yanked from office.
Yeah.
Before he leaves. Everybody gets a pardon, a blanket pardon.
They're going to get away with it.
Yes and no.
I mean, no, but we're not going to see a thing where Trump gets pardoned by a president, are we? I mean, God.
Remember where you talked about Susan Collins being Lucy with the football?
Yes.
The Peanuts. When she said she thinks there should be witnesses.
Okay.
But now with this new evidence from Lev, she's already pissed on it. I wonder why the House did not put that into the record and it's only now being revealed.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
But then they told her it was just turned over. They've been trying to get it. And Lev's people finally got permission.
Yes.
To send it over from the Department of Justice.
But this is This is an insane.
And she said, well, that doesn't suggest the House did an incomplete job then.
Does that negate the information that you learned?
So she is already prejudging, saying the House didn't do its job.
So, but does she think the information she's looking at is accurate? Does that matter to anybody?
No.
Who the fuck
well, she's
gives?
She's a Republican, remember?
Who gives a shit about the timing? You kind of need to figure out if your president is Putin's bitch, you know? I mean, which he clearly is.
So there you go. Susan Collins.
Wow.
We knew she would.
God, that's ridiculous.
It's no shocker.
Jesus fucking Christ. How can you say you don't want to hear from any witnesses?
And then she gets to say, see, I voted for this.
Boo.
Fair and balanced.
Right.
She's an asshole. Right. Vote her out, everybody.
Oh,
donate.
Yeah. Boy, you know
to
what?
Whoever Susan Collins' fucking opponent is.
Thank God Hillary didn't win. Oh, my God.
Sarah Gideon is the Speaker of the main House right now. She
yes.
is a Democrat. She's
okay.
running for the U.S. Senate.
Yay.
She says to put Mainers first and defeat Susan Collins.
Yes. So, hell yes.
Go donate to Sarah Gideon.
Please.
Doesn't oh, look, they're asking for $20.20. $20.20. Right. Isn't that quaint?
Isn't there money coming to Susan Collins' opponent?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Because
over
$1 million
shit, already.
Right?
Yeah. Because she, the way she voted.
Right.
What else do we have going on?
I mean, because it's like, it's this whole Ukraine call thing, all this Trump shit is just crazy because. It's obvious. We all know what's going on, but you might get away with it. That's crazy.
Well, he'll definitely get away with it. I mean, there's no way he's going to be, barring some, I don't know, bombshell testimony or something in the Senate that just turns the tide somehow of public opinion on that side. There's
right.
no fucking way.
God. If the Dems lose the election, holy fuck.
That's going to be bad.
Oh, my God. Vote motherfucking blue. Turn off these fucking debates.
I mean, Trump's already going to be running on and raising money on I was fully exonerated. See? Fully exonerated.
Right.
It was a witch hunt. It's over.
You know what the Democrats
but That's when hopefully Nancy comes up with round two
yeah.
of impeachment. Articles of impeachment.
Right, because there's lots of other
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah. That would be great. Once these courts start forcing some of these assholes to testify, and once the court forces them to turn over documents, once the House gets his taxes, he's fucked. And he
right.
knows it.
I mean, at some point, I don't know, the Democrats just all need to sit down with the country or something and say, listen, this shit with Trump is insane. And they should just all focus on that and quit focusing on how different they are. Not even different.
There is a U.S. News and World Report.
Yes.
From which I'm reading. It's published.
Is this a poll?
The best countries.
Stop.
In the world, the fifth edition of the global survey.
well,
the it's produced from an annual global survey of more than 20,000 people in 36 countries.
Yes.
Including ours.
I think it's more likely that you do this story if we don't fare well in it.
Nearly half of survey respondents say conditions around the world have worsened in the past year.
Yay. Well, yes. Come on.
An increasing percentage of people say the gap between rich and poor has grown.
Yes.
And that nationalism is increasing.
Oh, perfect. This is great. More poor people? More Nazis?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want the bottom five or the top five first?
Oh, I want the bottom five, Pat.
Fifth from the bottom is Lebanon.
Okay.
Fourth from the bottom, makes me sad.
Yes.
Is Serbia.
Damn!
Third from the bottom is Oman.
Okay.
Second from bottom, Belarus.
Ooh, wee wee.
God, what must things be like in these? Think of what's going on in Syria right now. Maybe Syria's not in the
right,
mix.
Right. I've never. Have you been to Belarus?
No.
I don't know what it's like.
And the worst country on their list of their countries is 36 countries.
Okay.
Tunisia.
Tunisia. Okay. Do
so
they have
I would guess like Somalia is not in there.
Right. Does Tunisia have a Hard Rock Hotel?
I don't know. Maybe well, Trump Tower.
Yes. Well, listen, if you guys don't have one of those, maybe install one and you know, you'll get out of this list.
Five best countries in the world, according to U.S. News and World Report.
America!
Fifth, Australia.
Okay, well.
A little Bernie right now.
Yes.
Fourth is Germany.
Right.
Third is Japan.
Okay.
Second, our friends to the north in Canada. And the top country in the world for the fourth consecutive year.
USA!
Is Switzerland.
Damn! Fuck.
USA That's... not in the top five.
Yeah.
In fact, the USA is number seven.
Oh, shit. Who beats us?
Bolstered mainly. This makes me sad.
Right.
Bolstered mainly because it is seen as the most powerful country.
Oh, shit.
So it's just our big swinging military dick is the only reason we got number seven.
No, wait. What about our culture? What about our religiosity?
The UK.
Yes.
They say here has been riven by nearly 4 years of a divisive Brexit debate.
Right.
Fell to number six, dropping out of the top five for the first time.
Shit.
Thanks, Boris Johnson and the Brexit boys.
But this is a poll on just what countries are best.
The UK suffered the second largest drop in trust worldwide since 2016.
Oh, shit.
Though far less than the United States of America.
Bullshit. Come on. Is it that bad?
90%. What's wrong with 10%?
Jeez.
90% of survey respondents say women should be entitled to the same rights as men.
Holy
There's
shit.
There's 10% out there who said no.
Oh, God. Great.
Which is the highest level of agreement in the survey. So,
oh, shit.
Progress.
Right. Yeah.
But only 64% of women say women, I mean, only 64% of people say women have the same economic opportunities in their country as men.
Right, right.
So, you get some shit to do.
Yes. Improvement. We've got a lot of improvement.
Public worry about technology persists. That's where Andrew Yang speaks.
Yes.
With the sharp majority of respondents seeking tighter regulation of big tech companies, calling for a global set of standards for the internet. I don't know about that.
Well, what does that mean? Like a global set of standards?
Like censorship to me.
It sounds like somebody's trying to sniff out fake news.
Global concerns over the impact of climate change remain high, but in European countries, public opinion is divided on how effective their own country's policies are. So people are
they're engaged.
Like what's going on here. They're fighting
over
how well are we doing, even though probably every European country is doing infinitely better than we are here.
You know, that dog is luxuriating right there. I've never seen a being on this planet sleeping more peacefully.
She's sacked out.
Yeah.
Because
no, it's just that t-shirt is funny. I know. I'll frame your face out of it. The t-shirt's funny because the t-shirt says,
"Have you seen this wizard?" It's the wanted poster for Sirius Black from Harry Potter.
Right.
More people this year say that the global economy is in decline.
Okay.
Nationalism is on the rise and the gap between the rich and poor growing.
Wait a second. Just for anybody listening in America, that's bad. We don't want that, right?
Correct.
Okay. I don't know that we're all on the same page.
Get this. Last week, the Eurasia Group
rated as the world this year as the world's top risk to global stability.
Right.
The upcoming United States presidential election.
Oh, God.
Number one, the world's top risk.
How do you explain to somebody that sees the U.S. as such a threat, you know, to their way of life?
Which is a lot of the world, yeah.
How do you explain how we pick our president to them? Because that must sound great. So their way of life rests in the hopes that people in Pennsylvania come out and vote blue?
Yeah, and they the Electoral College just makes no sense to them. They're like, what? And then...
Get rid of it.
Did we play clips, or maybe I saw it one time, but video of talking to Brits walking in the streets of Britain.
Yes.
And Europeans, and telling them about our healthcare here, what the costs are.
Yes.
And how people literally go bankrupt trying to stay alive.
Right.
And they were aghast.
Yeah, it's fucking
like,
crazy.
What is wrong with you animals in that country? You mean poor people, they just let them die? That was the universal question. You mean they just let poor people die? Well, yeah. That's what the Republicans want.
If you, let's say you're writing a novel and it's about a wonderful utopian society where everything's fucking great. What things could you say about America that would fit there? Like,
what? Need some work.
God.
Shining city on the hill.
Damn, guys. You know, in Amsterdam, after they get out of work, this is how they do it in some countries. We don't do it like this in our country because we're a bunch of puritanical fuckbags that like to suck Jesus' dick all day. In Amsterdam, in Europe.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Correct.
you when you're done working, 1 p.m., whenever the fuck that is, you know, in the afternoon.
Right.
You go take a nap. You're done with a nap, and you go out to the park, and you bring a bottle of wine.
And you get high.
And yeah, you bring bread,
cheese,
food, and all kinds of shit. Everybody's got their dogs.
Right.
People are getting fucking high. It's great.
Oh, I remember that part.
But
I just remember that one park. With the big giant letters that say Amsterdam.
Is their society crumbling, though? Obviously, it must be, right?
Sure. Jesus, look at all the earthquakes God. The Lord is sending
there. They're so happy. Fuck
all
them.
All the gay stoners. In Europe, the public mood is increasingly anxious about climate change, employment, and migration.
Okay.
Compare the mood around the world today to 30 years ago, right after the fall of the Berlin Wall. It was a very hopeful world then. We are at the end of that cycle.
God!
It is a less free world,
ouch!
It says, with more illiberal democracies.
Illiberal?
In other words, all these democracies are electing right-wing dickbags like Viktor Orban. Turkey.
God.
All these reliable... moving towards liberality, democracies have lurched in the other direction.
Why do I run?
Greed and corporate ownership of the message.
God, this fascism shit is bad.
Yeah,
you know, it's bad. We all understand that fascism is bad, Shelby.
Trump can't claim this is fake news because the rankings are formed in partnership with U.S. News World Report. Another group, and the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, where Trump went to college.
Oh, shit. Now he graduated top of his class or something like that?
Number one, undoubtedly.
Right.
There were 65 different metrics. stability, transparency, and equality.
Right.
Switzerland and Canada rank second and third, respectively, as the best countries to conduct business, trailing only Luxembourg.
Best country to conduct business, right. Dude. We don't have any rules, motherfuckers. Come over here. We're the best country.
Do you want to know our rank among the 73 countries assessed in that category?
America's open for business, baby.
45th.
Oh, damn. Wait a second.
is the best country to do business.
Are you saying?
I don't know what to tell you.
Is Trump a bad president?
Canada is seen as the most transparent country.
Yes.
Followed by Norway, Denmark, and Sweden.
Right. Show offs.
And then Switzerland is fifth.
God, fuck you!
The U.S., this is horrific, although it did go up one spot from 19 to 18.
God, why do I find myself frustrated with the scando countries?
Envy.
Why can't we be there?
Right.
Oh, fuck this Jesus shit. Come on, guys.
Seven of the top 10 countries overall rank among the top 10 for gender equality.
Okay.
So there's there seems to be a correlation.
We should be number
more
one.
Liberal democracies where people are treated equal and great and nice, and the government is like socialistic-y kind
yes.
of.
Yes,
are the best places to live.
Wakanda.
The best country for gender equality is Sweden.
Yeah, this was the asterisk as if Wakanda doesn't exist.
Which it doesn't.
Oh, God.
4 out of 5 respondents agree that LGBTQ people should be entitled to the same rights as non-LGBTQ.
Yeah.
More women than men say that, though. And 18 to 24-year-olds have the highest share of sentiment strongly agreeing with that view.
Good God.
So younger people like don't care about gay LGBTQ shit at all, yes. as they shouldn't.
Right.
Who cares?
Right. It's these old white guys. Have you heard of this group?
Last week, I said this, Eurasia Group, a political risk and consulting firm, rated the U.S. domestic politics as the world's top global risk. The first time
shit.
America has entered into the top 5 of their worldwide risks.
See,
Trump did something. That guy did something. First time, right to number 1.
He's fucked us up. He fucked everything up.
In a separate global survey, Pew found earlier this month that, I think we talked about this one, the opinions of the U.S. are generally positive, but views of Trump are astronomically low.
What happens before?
Especially among Western European countries.
Okay. I have some questions for the Republicans. When you guys get in office, is your first, like, how hard are we going to fuck up this country? Is that their goal?
Their goal is to stay in power.
Oh,
and if they
yeah.
fuck up the country.
Jesus Christ.
They don't, you know, oh well.
Trump hasn't lied us into a war, right? Or has he?
Well, he's trying.
Yes.
Unless the whole Iran thing was just a smoke and mirrors.
Well, I mean, would you say.
Which is possible.
Well, it's also possible that the whole Iran thing wasn't above board and, you know, was it
possible?
Legal and shit.
I mean, we can go out on a limb.
Right.
For a moment. You know, this China trade deal. Trump is the Trumpansies. The assholes are going to be crowing about it.
Yeah.
It's literally nothing.
Right. Right.
It's a photo op between Trump and Xi.
Yeah.
Because Trump wants a win going into the election. And he's going to say, look at this great trade deal. There's literally nothing to it.
So fucking
they've
bullshit.
Agreed to keep talking. No sanctions are lifted.
Okay.
No no tariffs, I mean, are lifted. Nothing. Nothing's changing.
This is like when you're at your job and you can't figure out a project. And it's the end of the week and you got to talk to your boss about the status of the fucking project. And, you know, you just put it off.
What's up? Is this true?
I don't know.
Virginia, remember we talked about how great it was that Virginia and consequential that Virginia has flipped to all Democratic.
Right. Absolutely.
Holy shit. This is huge. On the day that articles of impeachment were being sent to Trump, Virginia became the 38th state and the last one needed to pass the Equal Rights Amendment.
Holy shit. Wow.
Well, what do we do now? That means there's going to be a new amendment to the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
Every Democratic state lawmaker voted in favor. 4 Republicans crossed the aisle. 41 Republicans, shame on you, voted against the Equal Rights Amendment.
Let me just. God. That is, boy, that's depressing.
Well, that's huge.
No, that's great news. So is there, do we Virginia, have another amendment?
Virginia's Democratic held legislature voted to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment today, potentially making it the 38th, what does it mean potentially, and final state needed.
Yeah.
To ratify the constitutional amendment that would guarantee equal rights to all Americans regarding of sex. But questions over the original ratification deadline are likely to spur a lengthy legal battle.
Oh, God. God damn it. We just can't do anything right.
Well, you know, they should write a new one that also adds gender and sexual identity.
Yeah. Of course.
Because apparently we need to.
Jesus Christ. Listen to the.
We need to let other states right. know that, let the toddler states know that Ugh. Everybody is equal in this country.
Now, are you talking about Mississippi?
Oh, sure.
Are you talking about Alabama?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're not talking about Florida, are you?
Some parts, sure.
South Carolina?
Many parts. How about Arkansas?
Is there still racism in Georgia?
How about, let's not even South shame. Let's look at the Dakotas, the assholes yeah, yeah. up in the Dakotas.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And like Idaho and, you know, some of those crazy Western states
yeah.
that are red.
Right. A lot of, probably lots of, in all those areas, there's lots of fucking weird sex shit with like llamas.
Right. Idaho, remember, there were some Republicans
yes,
that wanted to have some religious exemption so Jesus wielders could allow their children to die without the state intervening
Jeez.
Because they wanted to just pray over them.
God.
A child who has no say in their religious beliefs.
How and afraid?
Can't, and can't make a decision for themselves on whether they would like medical care or not.
Yeah, that's so heartbreaking because obviously this kid, his parents have failed him. Your parents are wackos.
I mean, if those evil knuckle draggers are willing to go that far, imagine what rule under people like that would be. It's Gilead.
Insane.
It's Gilead.
Insane.
If they're willing to say, well, you should be able to let your child die if you believe it, religious freedom.
That's crazy, man. That's some crazy.
It's beyond crazy.
I mean,
it didn't pass.
Right.
But there were a few Republicans that put it out there and wanted it.
That's just. That's fucked up.
Correct.
That's fucked up.
So kudos to the people of Virginia.
Yay.
And the end of gerrymandering there.
Right.
And the,
oh, shit.
The adults taking over.
Vote blue.
In Virginia C.
Right.
See people in other states? What yes. happens if you elect all Democrats?
Fuck you!
Nice shit happens.
What about my guns?
God.
Everybody with their fucking guns in this state. Jesus. Everybody's got a nine.
I've got another story here.
Yes.
I don't know if I should do this one now. Wait
Shit.
A few more minutes because it may be the whole rest of the show.
Oh,
I'm going to move on. I do a different one.
Oh, what is it?
We'll get to it in a moment.
Right. Don't wake up, dog. You're fine.
One of the talking points of the fascists who want to force birth upon women.
Oh, yeah.
The religious Christo-fascists,
right.
especially in this
Ooh.
Country.
Incubators.
The forced birth enthusiasts. I love that.
Oh, my God.
Forced birth enthusiasts.
That's...
This is Wonkette, so it's going to be funny. Have for years been pushing for waiting periods and requiring counseling, which needs to go. I mean, it really is just assuming
yeah.
that the poor deluded little woman folk is out of her mind and can't really want to make that decision, right?
It's so fucked up.
You're
going to
go home and think about it. You're going to look at the ultrasound. You're going to have to sew booties for your dead baby.
How does some fucking doctor do that?
They don't want to. That's the problem in a lot of these states is the doctors are like, I don't want to fucking do this shit.
Of course not.
Especially the stuff that is lying to them. And Missouri wanted them to lie. You're going to get the cancer.
That's so,
and there's 0.0 evidence of that.
And all those like little, what are those facilities that pose as like family planning clinics or something?
Oh, the
you know what I'm talking about?
Pregnancy crisis centers or something like that.
There's one right in this neighborhood.
The eight states require doctors to tell patients that having an abortion could cause serious damage to their mental health down the road.
Good God.
Jesus. Many states require a patient to undergo an ultrasound in order to obtain an abortion.
How are we going to climb on
the premise that doing so could change their mind?
Oh, jeez. How are we going to get high? You know those lists that you just read out?
Yes.
How do we get higher on those lists or at a better spot?
We get rid of people who vote like this.
God, I mean, fucking morons.
Yeah. We don't get rid of the people. We get rid of the
whatever.
The politicians.
Oh, yes. God, you fucking
and
dickheads.
Educate the people or tell them to shut the fuck up. There's more of us. You can go and have your little religious bullshit. You can't force it upon us.
And you know, the truth is, if you go to Europe, you have moments like this all the fucking time. Why can't we be like this? Yeah. All the time.
Here's a novel idea. Don't get an abortion.
It's not my business.
Yeah.
That's your vagina. Shelby.
Well, now one of their arguments is, again, flushed into the toy.
Yes.
By a new study.
Right.
That that the women are going to regret it.
Oh, my God.
A groundbreaking study published yesterday revealed that 3 years after an abortion, 99% of those who had the abortion still say they made the right decision for themselves at the time.
Oh, citations! Citations, motherfuckers!
After 5 years, the feeling they identified the most in association with their abortion 5 years ago.
Right.
It's not regret, Ryan.
Okay.
It starts with an R and
drum roll.
An E.
Okay.
It's relief.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Well, you know, it makes a lot of sense.
The first of its kind study tracked the emotional journey of women from 1 week after their abortion until 5 years later. No other study has tracked women for this long.
Wow.
And overwhelmingly, 99%. Are like, no, I don't regret this decision at all.
And it's crazy. It's crazy that we even have this argument because most of the country, they think women should have the right to choose. They do, right?
That women should have the right to choose, right?
Oh, God. We're just never going to move on any of those lists. Some of these people suck. Fucking Switzerland. Fuck you.
Let's see. We've got a few more minutes left here. I'm just skimming through some of the other headlines just to make sure I don't miss anything fun.
There's this other story coming up.
There is another story coming up.
Right.
All right. Maybe it'll flop. I don't know.
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow is in the news. Have you seen this?
Pretend like I haven't. God, what the fuck?
Gwyneth Paltrow is in the news.
And
this is not satire. This is not fake news. This is actually a product that you can get over at Goop.
Right.
Well, you can't right now because it's sold out. It is
sold out.
A candle,
Right.
It is a $75 candle.
You were right to wait on this.
which, according to the copy on the website, says traditional perfume elements like bergamot, cedar, and rose, quote, to put us in mind of fantasy, seduction, and a sophisticated warmth.
Fuck off.
The product reads.
This is insanity. to fantasy.
The name of the scent, the proprietary scent. This is not a joke. The actual name of the product is, quote, this smells like my vagina.
Really? That's it?
This smells like my vagina.
Fuck them. I thought it was going to be a funny, like, Le Comte.
Oh, no. No. This smells like my vagina.
That's pretty funny.
The
Le Pussy?
Creators.
Yes. The creators of?
Are perfumer Douglas Little.
Yes.
And Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, my bullshit.
Who allegedly they were testing a fragrance one day when she declared, this smells like a vagina.
Stop it! This smells like...
The bouquet then evolved into, quote, a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent.
That's my pussy! I can't... You gotta be shitting me! Come on, man! That's bullshit.
This smells like my vagina.
That's the name of it?
This smells... like my vagina. Scented candle. was available.
Right.
Apparently sold out on Goop.
What are you buying? A candle? A candle on a candlestick?
It's like a candle in a glass jar kind of thing. And the outside says, this smells like my vagina.
Yeah.
Bougie parfumie.
Oh, yes, of course.
I don't speak
bougie
French,
parfumie.
Sorry.
I don't know. I mean.
U.S. $75. A 10-ounce, 10.5-ounce candle.
Is that a big candle?
With a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent.
Funny.
This candle is made with geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose and ambrette seed.
Of course!
To put us in mind of fantasy,
of
seduction, and a sophisticated warmth.
God damn!
Oh, don't make me
laugh. There's a lot of shit going on in Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy. I mean, really, there's a lot. What's that list again? Can we hear it one more time?
You want to hear what?
Oaken.
What
birch?
The vag of Paltrow odorific is.
Is there maple?
Geranium, citrusy, bergamot, cedar, absolutes. I don't know what absolutes.
How does anybody fucking know this?
Juxtaposed with damask rose.
Are they?
And ambrette seed.
What is that? What is
I
that?
I don't know. It's something that that is in. Gwyneth's vajayjay.
What is it like? I'm not a scientist. Are you a scientist?
It's an aromatic and medicinal plant.
Oh.
Native to Asia and Australia.
Listen, man, I'm not a scientist.
Oh, there's a lot burning right now probably in Australia. It probably smells like burning Paltrow pussy down in Australia.
Gosh. We're about to lose the last flower. It's about to burn up the last flower that we can recreate the smell of it.
Howsoever,
I can't even.
We'll have to harvest some from the original source.
We gotta clone it
to preserve the wonderful fragrance.
Preserve the push. God, I don't know. Oh, it's just so.
So there you go.
So one candle retails for
$75.
Oh God, is there a gift pack? Is there a deal? One candle?
I don't know. I think just one.
Okay. Does it have instructions?
You light it.
Well, yeah, man, I know, but I mean, what do you do? Well,
buy it dinner?
I don't know.
Movie? Some.
I guess it's some weird ass. Well, the aromatherapy shit. I don't know. You're sitting around in somebody's house.
God. That means that Gwyneth is probably walking around after a good steaming and rock session, just wafting her crotch around the house.
You know what happens is that in the somebody's house, the fucking power goes out.
I think she's got like a little Japanese fan or something.
I was going to say like a center with the Catholic people. Bring out your dead!
Amazing.
God damn.
Gwyneth Paltrow is an asshole.
She's an asshole.
She really is.
Well, but, you know, power goes out. You don't know. You know, you find a candle, you light it. Your friends don't know. Is that Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina?
What did she do with her husband? Consciously uncouple? Wasn't that it? We're consciously uncoupling. They wouldn't say they were divorcing. They tweeted out that she and Coldplay dude tweeted out that they were consciously uncoupling.
Give my pussy candle back! Right.
Maybe she made it for him for memories and nostalgia.
You take it back! You take it back.
This smells like a vagina.
But it's crazy because it's only supposed to smell like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina. I would at least understand it if it was like, I want it to smell like this person's vagina or that person's vagina. But it's all Gwyneth Paltrow.
You would have an entire line of different vagina scents? You're suggesting?
Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't have a problem selling candles that smell like her pussy. When they burn for $70 fucking.
How long, by the way?
$70.
75.
What kind of, is it a little skinny candle? Is it like a happy birthday candle?
It's one of those in a jar, like I said. It's a
a Yankee candle.
It's glass.
Oh, God. Shit.
Sadly, we don't have an affiliate.
Right.
Kind of relationship with Goop.
Right.
Or I would say go buy your pussy candle over your Paltrow pussy candle over at Goop, but.
Boy, and you were right about this story. Ah, God.
You think the whole rest of the show would be.
I mean, yeah.
I have a feeling we'll talk about it tomorrow.
A lot. I want to know who else, because it's not just, I'm sorry. It's not just Gwyneth Paltrow wanting a candle that smells like her pussy. Somebody else out there wants that. I want the short list.
They sold out.
Who else can I get? Can I get Halle Berry? Who else can I get? Candles. You know what I mean?
Right. Tweet to Gwyneth Paltrow with your vaginal ideas.
I'll take one Diane Lane.
Of who you think should be on the on the menu.
Right. I'll take a Terry Gross.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Maybe Melania will do a presidential line.
Melania. Oh, my gosh.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. You can always get us at your favorite podcasting application.
Yay!
Or at... the dog just stepped on my nads. Or at crabdiving.com. We're always available there. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy, his Instagram, Rated R Comedy, his Facebook, Rated R Comedy, or check out his
Chris
schedule
Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Yes, sir, Jesus!
Patrick,
I will do
Instagram
it!
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.